Hey, let's talk Gillette. Welcome back to Let's Talk Gillette. I am sitting today with Catherine and Kevin from Verdunity, and we're going to talk a little bit about the master plan, the City of Gillette Comprehensive Master Plan, which we've been working on for about 2 years now. So can we start maybe by just going back over what is a comprehensive master plan and what's involved in that?
Yeah, of course. The comprehensive plan is a guiding document that gives a foundation for cities to guide the type of development that they envision for their city or their community. It also lays out information for different parties, such as developers and residents, on how development may come about, what it will look like. It engages them on very different levels and also allows them to actually, once it's adopted, to partake in the implementation and continue to be part of the vision for the city long-term.
Okay.
Yeah, I think a way to build on that a little bit is, you know, it's a long-range document. It's not a policy document. It's just a plan, a framework, a roadmap to guide future growth. And then underneath the comprehensive plan, you'll see things like the zoning code and design standards that are more of what we like to refer to as the teeth. That's where you really tell developers what they can and cannot do. Things like the transportation master plan, a park master plan, your capital improvements plan, and what projects get prioritized. All of those come out, you know, separate underneath, kind of behind the comprehensive plan. But it's really that, you know, it's that overarching vision, strategic plan for where a city wants to go, where, when, how fast you want to grow, and things of that nature. But the real teeth that really guide the stuff is what happens next with design standards and zoning and things like that.
Okay. Can you talk a little bit about some of the maybe specific things that go into it, specific recommendations or?
Yeah, sure. So let me zoom out a little bit and give, as our company's founder and CEO, and a little bit of why we do what we do and our approach to comprehensive plans. And then Catherine can kind of get into some of the specifics of the Gillette plan. Everything that we do at Verdunity is about building and cultivating fiscally resilient and affordable communities. When we're working on a process like this, we're always thinking, what is the city already on the hook to pay for? You know, how much is it going to take to maintain and ultimately replace infrastructure? For example, that's a big one. How do we keep housing affordable for residents of all different backgrounds and means? You know, not just one certain segment, but especially in today's world, you know, housing's getting more and more expensive. And so how do you keep housing affordable and keep the opportunity to own housing available to folks coming out of school and younger families, because it's really, really tough in a lot of places. There's a lot of things that the plan gets into about complete neighborhoods and making things more walkable and some of the housing component. But I think it's really important to understand that the reason why we do that and the things that the recommendations are tied back to is how do we keep quality of life affordable for current and future residents of Gillette. There's a lot of costs coming to Gillette in terms of increased costs for utilities and roads, not just maintenance, but rebuilding roads that were put in by developers, you know, 20 or 30, 40 years ago. And those are big costs that Gillette and most of the cities around the country have not been saving for. And so we have a lot of those costs coming in Gillette. And it's not just Gillette, it's really important too. I wanted to make sure I mentioned that this is everywhere across this country. Developers put it in 30 or 40 or 50 years ago, and now it's on the city and the taxpayers to maintain and ultimately replace that stuff. So another way for residents to think about this is just how do we maintain that quality of life that folks in Gillette have had in the next two, three, four decades and keep that as affordable as we can. It's not a realistic option to just come in and say, we're going to triple your taxes. You know, that's the kind of stuff that we're trying to avoid. So a little bit of change to the development pattern, a little more infill in downtown, you know, improving some walkability and connectivity within and around neighborhoods and stuff. That's the kind of thing that younger generations are looking for that's going to keep you attractive to future generations, but it's not going to significantly alter the way that folks in Gillette today are living their lives.
I would also like to add, this plan really looks into creating different places that have different characters and where one as a person can find themselves in. There are some key themes that emerged throughout the process. One was broadening the local economy, two, housing affordability and availability, and then also activities for people of all ages. So with the places that are designated in the comprehensive plan, it does get at each of those three key themes that we saw. We saw throughout the process that Gillette has historically been a boom-bust town or city, and now y'all are wanting to move away from that. Y'all are wanting something more consistent, more reliable. Well, by allowing, you know, small businesses, entrepreneurs to find different places in the city to set up shop, that allows them to thrive, to begin to put their foot in the door, while also supporting and even attracting larger employers who would pass through Gillette, not think twice about it, and move on to another city. Same thing as Kevin said about housing and affordability and availability, promoting different housing types of all different sizes and price points so anyone can ideally find something to buy and or rent. And then also activities for everyone. That was something that this community really wants and goes back to quality of life. Having things that you as a resident, your children, your grandchildren can do, as well as attracting new residents and their jobs to Gillette.
Sure. All right. The plan is complete now, and that's all paid for. But what are the costs of implementation and the next steps? Or sure. What goes into that?
Yeah. We are at the end of a 2-year process of multiple trips here, lots of different engagement opportunities with Catherine and AJ, who is our project manager. But now we're at the end. The plan is completed. Then we look forward to the next steps. And when we talk about building a great city, it's not just on the city itself. It is also the responsibility of local developers and local businesses, and especially the residents. And so the implementation part of the plan, and Catherine can expand on this, but our approach to implementation is, how do we make incremental progress right now, make meaningful progress right now with the resources that you have? So there are strategies that you can close resource gaps, that you can generate additional revenues, that you can reduce infrastructure costs, that you can diversify housing options. There's strategies to do that that don't cost a lot of money. One example is just simply striping, just using paint to restripe some roads, to narrow lanes to make them safer, or to add a walking path or a bike lane, things like that. So you'll see a lot of more smaller, less expensive incremental things in our implementation program. But at the same time, any long-range plan like this is going to have some big things too that are high priority. What I like to say is just get the big things right. You know, we're trying to do small incremental stuff, but there are still some big things that you need to get right to ultimately protect places that are important, or values that are important, or neighborhoods or historic areas, you know, whatever those may be. So I would encourage everyone in the community. Catherine mentioned this a minute ago, of our plans are written for different audiences. And I would encourage anyone that's a resident or developer to look in the plan and find ways that resonate with you, of like things that you're interested in, ways that you can get involved. Definitely think about your own neighborhood. That's always the starting point for quality of life, is your own local neighborhood. What can be done to improve that? And then talk about on a broader scale. Some of what we've done in some places, or we'll do what we call neighborhood walk shops. And we, as kind of outside consultants, can bring a lot of best practices and data and things from around the country that are happening, and give some context. And these neighborhood workshops are really interesting. We've done some of these with city staff. And when you walk around a neighborhood and you just ask people, you know, what are some small things that would make your daily quality of life better or improve your neighborhood? You hear things like, well, there's a light at the local park that's busted, or the park doesn't have a trash can, and so trash gets thrown around, or this crosswalk needs to be restriped, or this is a really dangerous intersection. It's things that residents can rattle off, just boom, 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 boom. And when I've done these with like city staff, like 9 out of 10 of them, staff are like, I never knew that. That's an easy thing for us to address. And that's just one small way to kind of rebuild the trust between residents and local government that we encourage. Those neighborhood assessments, you know, we didn't get to do those as part of this project, but that's something I would, just to, you know, support Catherine's point, that is definitely something every neighborhood, do those walk shops together and just talk about together, hey, what are some small things, and maybe get someone from staff to go along with you, or just do it yourself and then, you know, send those ideas forward to staff. Because it's really easy, Catherine can speak to this from her background working on the city side too. It's really easy for a city to kind of get hung up of like, these are all the big things and all the projects that we're having to work on, and developer projects and permits and all the different things that staff have to deal with. And so thinking about the neighborhood level is not something that's top of mind all the time for staff. And so I think that's a real opportunity here in Gillette. And it really is everywhere. Just get that neighborhood conversation going, and then find that way to get that information back to staff. And then on the staff side, there's no guarantees they can go out and make all those improvements tomorrow. But if they don't know about them, they don't know about them. So, you know, try to get engaged in your neighborhood. Look at what are those things that you would like to see happen. Get that relayed back to staff. And then staff can look at it from the comprehensive plan standpoint of like, what kind of different neighborhoods are we trying to build? so that anyone who is in Gillette or wants to stay in Gillette or wants to come to Gillette, they can find whatever the housing is that they need, neighborhood that they need, if they want a rural neighborhood, if they want a downtown walkable neighborhood, if they want more of a suburban kind of neighborhood. You want that whole spectrum of different kind of neighborhoods to stay and to also be able to improve and grow and evolve a little bit over time. And that's what's going to keep you kind of vibrant and attractive and affordable and attainable, all those things.
Sure. And kind of what's, I guess, implied there that maybe a lot of people don't think about is bringing businesses to town. They need people to work there. And for people to come here to work, they need to be able to have places to live. So housing is huge for bringing in new businesses and stuff.
It all works together. The businesses and in Gillette, with the way that y'all's tax structure, you know, is, it's based on population, how much of the sales tax you get. So you want to continue to grow. But a growth challenge looking forward, affordability is a big part of that, because what used to be a $100,000 home or a $150,000 home is now a $350,000 or $400,000 or $500,000. Attracting people, residents, is part of it. But then from the employer side, yeah, a lot of the employers are looking for the young professionals, and a lot of the young professionals that we meet around the country, they kind of grew up in the suburban thing. They don't want that anymore. They want the walkable downtown thing, or they can't afford a car. It's getting people of different generations to think about what's next. And what we benefited from, you know, 30 or 40 years ago is not the situation today. And so that's really a challenge that we always have with long-range plans, is we're trying to set Gillette up, you know, for the next 20, 30, 40 years. And so you have to get people to think about not what the challenges have been the last 10 years or even what the situation is today, but what is it going to look like in the future?
All right. And is there anything else you guys want to share about the plan or the process or just in general?
I mean, it's been a pleasure to work with Gillette and get to know the community. I know just kind of from my role with Catherine and AJ, just watching and listening and seeing them work in the last couple of years and being here now. I mean, Gillette's a great place. The residents are very proud of this community and want to protect, rightly so, what it is. We know that. And we felt like our job with this plan was to help Gillette see how can we protect those things and keep things financially sustainable and resilient in the future, and hope that when y'all, you know, read the plan and have the chance to ask us questions, that anyone in the community will see that that's what this plan does.
All right. Yeah. And if people are interested in seeing the plan, it is available on the city website, and I have also linked to it in the description of this episode. All right. Well, thank you guys so much for coming and talking to us about the Comprehensive Master Plan today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Let's Talk Gillette is a production of Gillette Public Access Television and the City of Gillette. For more information on city operations, visit the city's website, gillettewy.gov, or follow the City of Gillette on Facebook or Instagram.